Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes.
You know, like there's no doubt that would get people fired up in a different way because, you know, you talk yourself into, hey, he could elevate. Now our wide receiving core could elevate any quarterback. So now you've got explosiveness. You've got this. You got that. The brains side of you as opposed to, you know, just the sheer emotion. You would tell yourself, or wouldn't you? You correct me if I'm wrong, that you'd want to match up, you know, your veteran, high-priced wide receiver, because that's exactly what McLaurin would be. Yeah. You'd want to match him up with your quarterback of the future. Well, you don't know if your quarterback of the future is on this roster.
Exactly.
And the odds are, I hate to say it, but the odds are against it, right?
Yeah.
Until we actually see real football, I think most people would assume that the odds are against it. And that really isn't any shade on Shedeur Sanders, on who he is, or Dylan Gabriel. It's just players taken where those guys were taken. Odds are they're not going to be starters. The odds are against them even to be backups.
He just kind of made me realize something. I wanted to get to this at 7, but I have to look myself dead in the hairy eyeballs here. What do I really expect out of this season? Because I'm like, well, maybe we can get to 7 wins. And it's like, how much of a difference does Terry McLaurin make? Because for a team, like if this were a few years ago where we were expecting before, it's like, yeah, go out and get Terry McLaurin because there is no tomorrow and you got to cash in and you got to see if you can, you know, approach a Super Bowl. So it would be, yeah, let's go out and get Terry McLaurin. But again, he's 30. And he's expensive, and the money doesn't count for me right now. I don't care, but he'd be expensive, but I have to deal with the freight later on. And the timeline might not be the timeline, because if my team is going to be good in the future, it's the same argument in so many ways we were having about Myles Garrett before. Like, are your timelines going to match where you can actually strike and be good while Myles is still good? Can you strike, which this guy is going to be as expensive as Miles, obviously, but can you strike and be good while Terry McLaurin's actually going to be good? And what difference does he make this year? Like, you asked me how much of a difference Jerry Jeudy makes from last year. So how much of a difference does he make? If what's the over-under, 4.5 or 5.5? Depending on the book. Say it's 5.5, all right? I'm going to be positive.
Middle it and say 5.
Over-under 5. If it's that right now with this roster as is, where you look at this, because you take a look at that wide receiver room and it's Jerry Jeudy and then the rest are question marks at best. There's a couple guys who I like, but who knows? Does he get you to 7?
Well,
Terry McLaurin get you to 7?
Yeah, think about last year.
That doesn't still get you to the playoffs.
Think about last year, the Jets. The Jets went and got, now granted, much older, right? But they got Devontae Adams and they had Garrett Wilson, right?
Correct.
How many games did they end up winning? 5. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers, it was a disastrous year.
This is frustrating. I'm sorry, because now I'm just thinking, like, everything in my mind.
At Breece Hall.
I love Terry McLaurin. I love Terry McLaurin. Somebody just tweeted at us, you got to go Flacco if you get McLaurin, right? Well, yeah, you got to go. I think you go Flacco regardless. By the way, Twitter reaction is brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I think you go Flacco regardless to at least start the season. But I think if you go out and you get Terry McLaurin, that's actually a hell of a thought, because if you go and you get Terry McLaurin, it's like, all right, Joe Flacco, we intend to start and finish the season with Joe, don't we? If you have Terry McLaurin, like, that changes what you're trying to do. And you could go, well, Ken, that doesn't matter because he's 40 years old and he's a journeyman. And then I would go, then why are we getting Terry McLaurin? So my brain is, my heart really wants a guy like that because I've loved him his entire career. And I thought he was one of the most underrated players altogether in all the NFL because of who he played for. And my mind just tells me, no, this is a bad decision. You can't do this. You can't bring him in. He's a good player, but he doesn't get you where you need to go. If I can get 7 wins out of it, hey, a guy who means 2 more wins, that's a big deal when you think about it from a wide receiver. If I could talk you into 7, if everybody's healthy and get you 2 more wins, it's a big deal. I get the 7 wins. So it's still not a playoff team. So it still doesn't help me. And so now, like, this is what sucks about this year and then the process to come. Now, it may change very quickly. You see the way it's changed with Washington here. If we find a quarterback this year, say Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders ends up being a guy who takes off, I would love that to happen because then you're shopping again. Then we're having fun at the store again because right now we're talking about necessities. You know, we're battening down the hatches. It's toilet paper. It's necessities of what you need to sustain life while you can. Because now I got to look at how am I going to have my offensive line for the future? Like, there's a lot of pressure on Zach Zinter. I can do that all day and talk to you about that all day. What am I going to do about my secondary here? Because MJ Emerson, I think, is in a put-up-or-shut-up year all of a sudden now, where we thought he had a bright future going into last season. Denzel Ward, I think you're blessed with every year you have with him. I mean, you can go right down the line for crying out loud. Greg Newsom isn't getting a contract here. So now how are you going to replace Greg Newsom? Because he can still be solid for you in so many ways. I already mentioned the offensive line. The wide receiver core, well, you're building from the future, but you're not getting your wide receiver. And I've said this, the big high-priced wide receiver, especially if you win 7 games, you're still probably looking for a quarterback.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast
next year. So now if you win 7 games, you're using those 2 first round picks to move up and try to go out and get your quarterback, or you're taking a guy who you don't like as much, and then you're not getting to have your fun with your shopping. So then I'm looking for a wide receiver when in 2027 in the first round, which is right where like Jeremiah Smith would line up, right? I'm just making sure because he's a rookie. He was a freshman this last year, so I'm okay. I got to make sure I get all my rods and cones together there. So that might be fun, but you're probably not going to be bad enough to take a guy like him. I'm just throwing it out there.
How many examples, too, just the post-30...
Damn it, none of this makes sense.
Or roughly just make around sense. 30 wide receiver, big name, and McLaren should be a big name. I don't know if he is a big name, but his play would represent a player that's a big name. How many guys switch teams and it works out in a big way? Like, Diggs was in Buffalo. He ends up going over to Houston, and he's injured. It was not a great year.
That's true.
But I'm just trying to think of examples. Who are the guys around the age of 30 that switch teams in the NFL?
How old Saquon Barkley? Probably a poor example. I don't know how old Saquon Barkley is. I mean, Saquon Barkley probably put himself in the Hall of Fame this last season because you got to win to be a running back in the NFL. You have to be a part of a great run. And I think you can make the argument by the time it's all said and done that maybe he's not, maybe that's it, but I'm just saying he puts himself in a legendary category because they won the Super Bowl. I think it's probably, there's a couple of guys throughout history, maybe like Charles Haley and a couple other guys are different positions. I'm not sure what it is with him, but like there's so many things as I say it, I think there's a lot of fans are going, Ken, you're trying to talk yourself into something you don't even believe. And I don't believe it. 30 years old, expensive, I still don't have my quarterback. I got 2 first-round picks next year. I'm really only hurting my case for my future. And I would have to tell myself, Kenny, there's going to be other Terry McLaurins out there in the future when your team's ready to do it. So as much as I love Terry McLaurin, I mean, I'm talking myself out of it as it goes. As much as I really, really, really admire Terry McLaurin, I'm not in a position to go out and get him. It's my frustration with Andrew Berry not being able to draft wide receivers, but I know he's made good trades for wide receivers.
Yeah, it's crazy. In the NBA, we talk about LeBron and Durant were some of the big potential targets.
Yes.
From teams. One's the 36, the other's 40. In the NFL, it's, 29, 30. You start hovering around that age.
Like, I've got a list of receivers over 30, and there's been a ton that have had good yardage years, but Brandon Marshall's the only one that I can see that is on a... He was with the Jets, and that's not the Brandon Marshall I remember.
Right.
I remember the Broncos.
Of course. And there's guys who have aged well and have been able to fill roles, But man, at that age, and you pay him that money, it would just seem to be the Hail Mary moves. And then I would say, are you trying to make yourself better, or are you trying to throw up whatever Hail Mary you can to protect your job? And I think that a lot of people would look at it the other way, and that's irresponsible to the franchise. 2 second trivia coming up in less than an hour, 7:45. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. And Steve Phillips, remember him? Kind of calmed everybody down midday yesterday, and the Guardians have won 2 in a row. I do think we need to differentiate between Paul Dolan and this front office. There's a major difference coming up at 7:01 on The Fan.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.